Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject, again, we're dealing with prayer, which is communication, intimacy, and relationship. This is part 7 from a 12-part series, and we're doing topic number 8, the life and ministry of Jesus, and topic number 9, hypocrites love to pray. In the ministry of Jesus, we notice 4 points in particular. The first point, he always used the written word of God to defeat Satan. Point number 2, he spoke accurately, never crooked speech of doubt and unbelief. His conversation always consisted of what God said, that is the word. Point number 3, he spent much time in prayer, but he never prayed the problem, he prayed the answer. What God said in the answer, the word of God. Point 4, he always spoke the end result, not the problem. Never did he confess his present circumstances. He spoke the desired results. Let me say something here too that's very important, I believe. Throughout the ministry of Jesus, he was confronted by many things in the natural. Even though he was confronted by many things in the natural that looked impossible, he looked past the impossible to look to the supernatural. He spoke the word of God in the authority that God gave him, and God honored that word, and it came to pass. The born-again believer has been entrusted with the same authority that Jesus has. Why can I say that? The Bible says, Jesus said, what I have done, you will do an even greater. Therefore, God has given the born-again believer the same power and authority that Jesus has and the same anointing upon them. Let us now go to topic number 9, hypocrites love to pray. We go to Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 8. And this is Jesus speaking once again. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the street, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, or truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room, and when you shut the door, pray to your Father who is in secret place, and your Father who sees you in a secret place will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things that you have need of before you even ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. In this scripture we see, before Jesus taught on prayer, he taught what prayer was not. He had to counter the traditions of the day, or the religious traditions of the day. The Lord is more interested in your motivation and heart attitude behind your prayer rather than the words you pray. Man looks on the outer where God looks on the heart or the inner man. If you pray and it is not motivated by love, it profits you nothing. In other words, it's not going to work. We find this in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. The normal concept of prayer is how do I get God to do something when it is already done? This is unbelief. People beg and do not receive. God is saying it is not a matter of how long you pray. Long prayers are not better than short prayers. In reality, the shorter the prayer, the greater the faith. In Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 to 8, we read, and these 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, preaching, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, then freely give. In this scripture, we're not to pray for the sick, but we are to heal the sick. This is a misconception quite often by people when they start praying for the sick. God says, don't pray for them, heal the sick. In other words, say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. It's a command by the Lord. Prayer is communication with God. It's a 24 hours a day communication through his word and also talking to him. Our communication with God, as I've just said, is not only talking to him, but it's also through his word. Prayer is not to inform God of how bad your situation is by rehearsing the problem. Let me say that again. A lot of people do that in their prayer life. Prayer is not to inform God how bad your situation is in rehearsing the problem. He already knows. Most prayer is based on complaining. If you are not getting results the way you pray, then review your methods. Possibly religious bondage or tradition of man is making the word of God to no effect in your prayer life. We can see the model prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verse 8 to 15. It is not a New Testament prayer because it is not asked in the name of Jesus, as it says in John chapter 16, verse 26. Psalm 104, verses 4 to 5. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and to his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless him, for the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures for all generations. Before you start to pray, start this way: praise, request, and thanksgiving. Thank you for being with me today on this part. We're doing part 8 in the next part, and it's the topic number 10 is Jesus, the only mediator. Thank you, and God bless.